You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, in the final hour of the show. You know, I often talk about drunk driving on this show, and I talk about what my feelings are on how a university should handle a student-athlete who is caught drunk driving. Because I think as coaches of a college team, it is your job to teach your players a lesson. It's not your job to police them from a standpoint of, oh, that was bad, got to suspend you for a game because that's what the university wants and that won't get us in trouble with the NCAA. You're in college. And college is an education not only in academics, but it's an education in life. And so when you are caught drunk driving, you need to be taught a lesson that in life, it is not okay to drink and drive. Nobody else outside of an athlete is treated well when they get caught drunk driving. Now, I'm not saying that athletes are giving preferential treatment by the law, but they are certainly giving preferential treatment by teams and by coaches and the players around them when they get caught drunk driving. You know, we talked about the Chris L. Rutgers situation to exhaustion about a year ago. But the bottom line is, if you are caught drunk driving, and it's my feeling that you should be suspended for the entire next season. Because the bottom line is, if you are caught drunk driving and you are not suspended for that season, you are not taught a lesson, it's going to teach you that if you get caught drunk driving, it's really not that big of an issue. And then you lead into other issues like killing someone or killing yourself or something along those lines. And so it's important in something like drunk driving to attack the issue as soon as it happens. And so I've always felt that people should suspend their players for an entire year. Prove that you can be a responsible adult, and then you can come back to the team. And my thought process was proven once again this year with Daryl Stoneham of Michigan, wide receiver at Michigan. Now, back in 2008, Daryl Stoneham was charged with drunk driving. And he was suspended for one game by Rich Rodriguez. Well, he clearly didn't learn his lesson, and now earlier this month, he was caught drunk driving again. Now, this is where Brady Hoke jumps up a couple of points in my book. Because as soon as he got caught drunk driving again, he immediately suspended Stoneham indefinitely, and he had these quotes to say about it. He will be disciplined for behavior that is unbecoming of a Michigan football player. That's exactly right. That's exactly what should happen. You get caught once, you should get punished. You should be taught a lesson, but I believe in second chances. You get caught twice, clearly you haven't learned your lesson, and you need an extreme lesson to learn from. Another quote, we are disappointed in any athletic department discipline will be handed internally. We will provide the appropriate support and counseling in order for him to learn and grow from this mistake. This is the second part of this statement I like. They're going to discipline him. They're going to suspend him for a long period of time. However, they are not going to hang him out to dry, because I don't think you should. I don't think it's necessarily a kick the guy off the team and kick him out of the university and pretend that he never existed type of punishment. I think that you should take care of him. I think you should take the responsibility and say, look, this is a kid we need to educate. This is a kid that we need to teach that drunk driving is not okay, even if you are an established athlete. It's just not okay, because you're not just you're not just endangering yourself. You're endangering anybody you are on the road with. You're endangering anybody who's in the car with you. And Brady Hoke is taking the correct statement and the correct stance in saying he's suspended, he's done. However, he's not done as a Michigan family member. We're going to take care of him. We're going to teach him. We're going to help him grow from this. We're going to help him mature. And Scott, I think that is the right way to go about it, not the way Rich Rodriguez handled this, because clearly it's been shown over and over again with athletes. If you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. And if you give them a small punishment for drunk driving the first time around, they now, and maybe for good reason, they now believe that they can get away with it, and it's not that big of a deal.
Not just that, he was 18 the first time it happened. How do you not hand down a stiffer punishment? Not just that, it always amazes me, even the law, when you look at it, he doesn't get an MIP, he gets, a DWI
yes.
is what he ended up with the first time.
Yep.
You have to take preventative measures to make sure things don't happen again.
Yeah, and it's just, we talk about it all the time. These are kids, and they get a lot of pressure put on them. They are college football players that you see every single Saturday. They have a lot of pressure on them. They're icons. And because they're icons, they needed to be treated differently. And in that regard, I understand it. However, if you start breaking the law, you can't be held above the law. And if they are going to punish him through the law, the college football team that he is associated with should punish him as well, should teach him a lesson as well. If you're a regular college student and you break the law, there's a good chance you get kicked out of school already. So we're giving them a little bit of leeway by saying, you're still a part of the university. You're still going to take classes. We're just going to make it that you have to earn your way back onto this team. And I see you shaking your head over there about students getting kicked out. I will give you this example. At Michigan State University, when the stuff happened at Cedar Village with the riot, I know two people that were a part of that. They were kids that I was a boss of when I used to be a pool manager back when I was in school. They were freshmen when I was a senior, and they got in trouble. They got kicked out of school because it was close to university property. It was a drunken situation. They got kicked out of school. They got thrown in jail and kicked out of school. And so it does happen. If that was a college athlete, would they have gotten kicked out of school?
No, they would have been kicked off the team for something like that, because I'm shaking my head. I lived with an absolute moron for a semester, and she came in. We were living in a house off campus. She came in, had her license suspended because she had just recently picked up her second DUI.
Mm-hmm.
She was forced to go and take a breathalyzer every morning, and she would go in drunk to do it. She blew positive twice, and somehow she wasn't arrested, and she was still taking classes at MSU the whole way through.
Okay, so it happens. There are examples of both ways. But if you're going to teach these college football players who have a shot to play in the NFL, have a shot to play professionally, are going to be judged like professionals, you need to teach them that drinking and driving doesn't fly. And if you get caught drinking driving in the NFL, it's a much bigger punishment than just getting suspended for a game and a slap on a wrist in college.
You can do stuff that's technically not illegal in the written law, like Ben Roethlisberger, and be suspended for games by Roger Goodell.
Yes. And so you need to be teaching them now. College is a life lesson. College is a life lesson on how to act as an adult. And if we're not teaching them that DUIs are bad, well, then we're not teaching them anything. And college is a complete waste of time. So I give a lot of credit to Brady Hoke and his decision to suspend Stoneham indefinitely after the arrest, but not kick him out of the program and not say, you no longer exist. They're going to help him. And I give him a lot of credit for doing that.
The only thing I'm always worried about the indefinite suspension is, what if it is only for a game?
I agree with you, but at the same time, I look at the verbiage of how he is saying this. It's going to be way longer than that. You just look at how Brady Hoke is handling this situation. And I really do. If you've got a new coach with different discipline philosophies, this is the only time where I kind of have a gray area if this is your second offense, where you wouldn't just get kicked off the team. Because it's a new coach, new discipline ways of doing things. And so a player who, if this had happened this year for the first time, would have gotten this punishment, I can understand where Hoke doesn't want to kick him off right away, because it's not the guy's fault that he wasn't punished the first time around. That's not his fault that Rich Rodriguez decided to look past it. So if a new coach is not going to look past it, great. But I agree that maybe they deserve another chance because they weren't really taught how to do it correctly the first time around.
Yeah, that's a problem I have, not with this situation, but the indefinite suspension, because it sounds so dramatic. He's suspended indefinitely. Well, when you actually look into it, that just means they're not putting a number on it, and it's not he's going to be gone for good. It's he's gone until we say he's back.
The quote that just jumps out to me is, he will be disciplined for behavior that is unbecoming of a Michigan football player. That's more serious than just saying suspended indefinitely. That's saying, there's a very good shot this guy's gone. We're going to take care of him, we're going to teach him, but there's a very good shot he's never going to put on a uniform again.
And not just getting positive points from you, Brady Hoke, I was just reading this morning from Twitter, they have the charity event for Mott Hospital. He's getting so much love from old players, Jake Long, Charles Woodson. I mean, those were the two that were there specifically speaking over the weekend.
He's playing the right cards.
He's got everybody, the correct people in his corner, and it scares me.
He's doing the right things. Now, I still don't believe Brady Hoke is the coach that gets them to multiple national championships. However, I do think Brady Hoke is the guy that gets them back to Big Ten championship contention. Definitely.
Yeah, I definitely think he's the coach that won't drop the ball.
No.
I don't know. I mean, he's doing the right things. Obviously, we haven't seen him coach a game or anything yet, but I mean, from everything he's done so far, I haven't seen an on-field product, but it looks good for what he's doing, especially for that program. It's getting back to that mid-90s form.
Somebody who is not doing the right things, Tate Forcier, we'll discuss next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.